All right, let's dive into this photography tour in Namibia. Namibia's hidden gems, they call it. Sounds pretty amazing.
Oh, it is. Yeah. A half-day tour, four locations.
We're talking Welwitschia, Moon Valley, then the Living Desert Tour, bird watching at Walvis Bay, and finishing off at the Horse Graveyard. Full day, right?
Half day.
Half day, even better. So, okay, Welwitschia and Moon Valley. We're talking some serious age here with these plants, right?
Over 1,000 years old.
1,000 years. Wow. Bet they don't look a day over 500, huh?
Well, they are pretty unique looking. Not your typical houseplant, that's for sure. Just two leaves their entire life. Just imagine that. And those leaves, they just keep growing, twisting and turning, all weathered from the desert winds.
It's like a symbol of resilience.
Exactly. And a fantastic opportunity to practice macro photography. All that texture and detail.
Right. And then Moon Valley itself, what an incredible backdrop. It does kind of look like, the surface of the moon, perfect for dramatic landscape shots.
Oh, yeah. Experiment with the light and shadow, especially at golden hour. You'll need a wide-angle lens for sure.
So we've got ancient plants and a lunar landscape. Next, the Living Desert Tour. Now, a desert tour might sound, well, a bit bland, just sand, right? But there's actually a whole ecosystem going on beneath the surface. You've got your geckos, your sidewinder snakes, even a spider called the Dancing White Lady Spider. Now, tell me more about that spider.
Oh, the dancing white lady. Fascinating creature. They burrow during the day, you see, to escape the heat.
Yeah.
But when they come out at night to hunt, that's when they put on a show. They actually cartwheel to escape danger. Pretty unique.
Cartwheel, seriously.
Seriously, you can see how it got its name, eh?
Now that would be something to capture on camera.
It's a challenge, that's for sure.
But it's not just about the spiders, of course. So many creatures that call the desert home.
Exactly. Each one has their own little survival trick, like the Namib desert geckos. They actually collect the morning fog on their bodies and then drink it right off their skin.
Wow. And the sand dunes themselves, I mean.
Right.
Talk about a photographer's dream with all those golden hues and patterns.
Oh, yeah. Just a constant interplay of light and texture.
All right, so from ancient plants in a hidden desert world, we're heading to Walvis Bay. This one's all about the birds.
Walvis Bay Lagoon, yeah. It's a real haven for them, especially during migration season.
And why is that?
Well, there's just a ton of food. Fish, crustaceans, all that good stuff. It's like a big buffet for the birds.
Well, I bet they're not complaining. And have you seen the flamingos there? Thousands of them, bright pink against the water.
Oh, yeah. It's a sight to behold, that's for
Yeah,
sure.
picture perfect, you know. Speaking of flamingo pink, any fun facts about them?
Did you know that pink color actually comes from their diet?
Really?
Yeah. They eat algae and crustaceans that have these carotenoid pigments. Same pigments that make carrots orange, actually. So the more they eat, the pinker they get.
You learn something new every day. So you've got your flamingos, your pelicans, your cormorants. You can use your telephoto lens, get some great close-ups. Or use a wide angle and capture the whole flock with the lagoon behind them.
Lots of options.
And now, as the sun starts to set, we arrive at the horse graveyard. Bit more somber, this one.
Yeah. A reminder of the past really makes you think.
It's believed these horses died back in Namibia's colonial era. Their skeletons are all bleached white from the sun. Really makes you wonder what happened there.
It's a mystery. Were they part of a military campaign? Or maybe a drought? Disease, perhaps?
Who knows? But the desert holds the answers somewhere.
And for a photographer, I mean, it's a chance to capture that mood, the texture, the history.
It just screams black and white photography, you know?
Sepia tones would work well too.
Absolutely. Capture that feeling of timelessness.
That quiet contemplation.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Ancient plants, a hidden desert ecosystem, flocks of birds, a haunting historical site.
And that's just a taste of what this tour offers.
Stay tuned. We'll be back with more on this incredible half-day photography tour in Namibia. Namibia's hidden gems with Where to Go Namibia, Don't Go Anywhere.
You know what's really great about this tour? It packs so much into just half a day.
Yeah, you're right. It's like they took all the best bits of Namibia and squeezed them together.
Yeah.
And it's good for, well, any photographer, really.
Exactly. Whether you're a pro
Yeah.
or just starting out with, your phone.
There's something for everyone, right?
Absolutely. And I think what's really special is that blend of nature and history. I mean, you start off with those Welwitschia plants, like something from prehistoric times,
Yeah.
and then you're right there in the desert ecosystem, seeing how life survives in such a harsh environment.
Right.
And then to finish off, you've got the horse graveyard.
Yeah. It's like a journey through time almost.
It is. And it's like each location tells a story.
Yeah, like those stories of resilience in the desert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then at Walvis Bay, it's all about abundance, migration.
And then those echoes of the past at the Horse Graveyard.
It's like you're capturing more than just images. You're capturing stories, history.
Exactly. And photography is all about storytelling, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Conveying emotions, ideas, all through a visual medium.
And with this tour, I mean, there are so many different stories to tell.
So many different facets of Namibia to capture.
It's not just about taking pretty pictures. It's about, I don't know, exploring, documenting, you know.
Seeing the world through a different lens, huh?
Yeah, exactly. And bringing your own unique perspective.
Because no two photographers are going to see the same thing the same way.
Right. You know, it's hard to pick a favorite part of the tour. There's so much. But I think, for me, it's the contrast that really gets me going.
It's a contrast.
Yeah, like that stark landscape of Moon Valley versus all that hidden life in the desert.
Oh, I see, yeah.
And then the bright pink flamingos against that, well, kind of sad beauty of the Horse Graveyard.
Ah, yeah, it's like that juxtaposition. It creates drama.
It does. Makes you think outside the box. So for you listening, what speaks to you most about this tour?
What story would you want to tell?
Would you go for those grand landscapes?
Those big vistas.
Or would you zoom in on the details?
The textures, the patterns.
Would it be the vibrant colors that draw you in?
Or maybe something a bit more somber.
There's no wrong answer.
It's all about what resonates with you.
What sparks your creativity, you know?
That story you want to share.
And the great thing is, you don't have to choose just one. This tour lets you explore it all.
If you're ready to get started, head over to Where To Go Namibia's website.
They've got everything you need to know.
And who knows? You might just discover a hidden gem of your own.
Sometimes those unplanned moments are the best, you know?
Those unexpected shots.
So keep your eyes open and your camera ready.
So much packed into just half a day. It really is a whirlwind tour.
It is, yeah. But that's what makes it so great. You know, it's like a crash course in Namibia almost.
And for photography, I mean, it's the perfect way to really explore and discover. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
You're not just looking. You're actively searching for those little moments, those details.
And what's really cool is it doesn't matter if you're a pro or a beginner.
Right. Anyone can enjoy this.
Yeah, you don't need a fancy camera or years of experience.
It's all about having that eye, that sense of wonder, and a bit of, well, you know, willingness to try new things.
Exactly. And you know what? Sometimes those happy accidents, the shots you didn't plan for, they turn out to be the best ones.
Absolutely. Those spontaneous moments, you just can't beat them.
Like, you know, a gecko running across the sand or
the perfect sunset silhouette.
Yeah, that's the magic of photography. So to everyone listening, if you want to experience Namibia and really connect with its nature, its history, and you love taking photos, well, this tour is definitely for you.
Don't just take our word for it, though. Go check out their website. Where To Go Namibia, they've got tons of amazing photos, you know.
Testimonials from other photographers, all that.
See for yourself.
And then book that tour. Take the leap. You won't regret it.
Discover those hidden gems.
Who knows? You might even discover something about yourself along the way.
That's the beauty of it. You never know what you'll find.
That's what we love about photography, right? It's all about capturing those moments that speak to you.
And this tour, it gives you the chance to do just that in a truly incredible setting.
Well said. That's all the time we have for today, but we hope you enjoyed this deep dive into Namibia's Hidden Gems photography tour. Until next time.
Happy shooting.